David, David Richardson, Richerson. Date of birth is 6/24/57. 68-year-old white gentleman, single, widowed 4.5 years, lives in a home with the help of others. He used to be a heavy smoker, heavy drinker. As a matter of fact, he lost his liver to drinking. He recently had a TIPS, T-I-P-S procedure, a transjugular intrahepatic portosystemic shunt because of portal hypertension, because of liver failure, including variceal bleed, period, and severe ascites, period. Patient is complains of shortness of breath, difficulty walking, still has a large amount of ascites. He's retired since 2001, first because of his shortness of breath, now because of his end-stage liver disease. He used to drive a bus for Greyhound, also was worked for the sheriff's office and was in the Army for 6 years, period. New paragraph, his liver cirrhosis is severe enough that he's been asked to look into possible hospice care because he's no longer able to go back and forth to the VA. His biggest problem is anxiety, agitation, and severe pain in his lower legs and hips. He also suffers from diabetes. His blood sugar was 142 today, period. He has a son who's a Harris County police officer, a Houston police officer, homicide, and a daughter who runs a horse ranch in Grapevine, Texas, period. New paragraph, allergy. He cannot take Tramadol, but he says he's not allergic to it. It just makes him sick. Medical problems, end-stage liver disease, COPD, severe, tobacco abuse, alcohol abuse, obesity, shortness of breath, sleep apnea, anxiety, chronic pain, difficulty with ambulation. Review of system. In the past 2 to 3 weeks, he's become totally and completely bedbound / chairbound. He's no longer able to go to the doctor's office. He's sleeping more. He's got more ascites. He was told that his liver is failing. He's not a liver transplant candidate, of course. And he's had bouts of confusion, which is much more than before. He wants a Rollator, but I'm not sure if he's able to use a Rollator. He's been using a wheelchair, but he's pretty much chair and bedbound at this time. Last hospitalization, 6/19/25, because of liver failure and symptoms of end-stage liver disease. Surgery, back fusion, hip replacement, left side, eye surgery. Family histories, both mom and dad died of COPD, avid smokers. Patient is short of breath. At one time he was on oxygen, but his oxygen concentrator has been put in some kind of storage. They can't find it at this time. He's short of breath at all times. His O2 sat's running at 90 and gets into the 80s with any type of activity at this time, period. He has also difficulty with sleeping, anxiety, and chronic pain, period. Patient's medication includes folic acid, 1 milligram a day, FESO4, 325 a day, albuterol inhaler, PRN, and 4 times a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, which I'm not sure if he needs to take that with his liver failure and variceal bleed, vitamin D, 10,000 units daily, diclofenac to help with arthritis pain, which is not helping, insulin, short-acting, 9 units 3 times a day, Levemir, 10 units once a day, lactulose, 15 gram 3 times a day, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, multivitamins, and some kind of inhaler, O-L-O-D-A-T-R-E-A-L. Let me see what that is. But he hasn't been very good at taking that. He has a tendency to become belligerent at times, his caretaker tells me. And he doesn't take any medication if he doesn't want to. So the inhaler is O-L-O-D-A-T-E-R-O-L, which is a long, ultra-long-acting beta adrenal receptor agonist. Used for patients with end-stage COPD, period. His vitals or TUSATs 90% on room air. At rest, it drops down to 85 with slightest activity. Blood pressure 128 over 92. Pulse is 100. Respiration is 22. Heart positive, small positive, restored lungs, ronchi aroused, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen soft, large ascites noted. Neck shows huge JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows 2+ edema. Neurological non-focal. 68-year-old gentleman, at this time awake, alert, oriented to place, time, and person, but has bouts of confusion, increased pain, and agitation at night. Patient has end-stage liver disease associated with ascites. Liver disease appears to be secondary to alcoholic abuse in the past. He's no longer drinking. He likes to smoke, but he can't find anyone to get him any cigarettes. He has COPD and multiple medication for COPD. He's in desperate need of oxygen and NEP treatments at home, period. He's widowed. He doesn't care much about living. He's depressed because his wife died 4.5 years ago, period. He definitely has pain, doesn't want to take tramadol. He's been on low-dose hydrocodone with some help. He wants a Rolator, but I'm not sure if there's any what the safety concerns are regarding him using any kind of Rolator at this time. He also has a history of anxiety, decreased sleep, and would benefit from a nebulizer machine at home. Overall prognosis is quite poor. He has difficulty ambulating, as I mentioned, and difficulty getting to the doctor's office, period. In a paragraph, it's best for a patient to stay home. He definitely meets the criteria for end-stage liver disease and associated with ascites and status post-TIPS procedure to help with him, ascites, currently on lactulose to help with ammonia levels as well. We'll forward this to the medical director regarding the best choice for pain medication, anxiety, and sleeping medication. Also needs oxygen and nebulizer at this time, as was mentioned. Thank you.